Each week, we dive into our more than 250-year history to explore how the region came to be what it is today, as part of 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. The name Schenley is littered throughout Pittsburgh. Schenley Park, Schenley Farms, Schenley High School. Just who was this Schenley, and what does he have to do with Pittsburgh? The answer is the greatest romance the city has ever known.
I went to Schenley High School. Teacher said, does anyone know who Mary Schenley is? I don't remember the facts specifically, and I don't remember what his sources were, but I remember that I came away thinking that Mary Schenley was kidnapped by a pirate.
Jake Oresic is an attorney who has been researching Mary Schenley for 3 years. Mary Schenley, née Cron, was not kidnapped by a pirate, but at the tender age of 14, she eloped with a British Army captain 3 times her age.
Pittsburgh papers were hysterical.
To really understand the scope of the scandal requires some context. It's the 19th century. Women didn't just take matters into their own hands, and girlish heir parents certainly did not. As the only surviving child of the late Mary O'Hara and William Cron Jr., Mary was the most prominent heir to her maternal grandfather, James O'Hara. An officer in the Revolutionary War, O'Hara was one of the first quartermaster generals.
He acquired land in a strategic way that foresaw whatever way the region developed, that someone would have to buy land from his heirs.
All of this meant that Mary Cron was well known, even as a child. She had terrible asthma, though, and at 9 years old, her father sent her away from the smoke-clad air of Pittsburgh to a Staten Island boarding school run by a Scotswoman, Richmond Margaret MacLeod.
As far as, you know, we can tell, things were fairly uneventful for 5 years.
Until?
Sometime in the winter of 1840, Captain Schenley comes to the school.
Captain Edward W. H. Schenley was Mrs. MacLeod's twice-widowed brother-in-law. A decorated veteran of the Napoleonic Wars, the captain reportedly cut quite a figure.
Very good looking and very impressive. He was charismatic. He was the life of a party. He wore his dress blues.
After courting for a year, Mary Cron and the captain were married in secret by a police magistrate on January 22, 1842. They sailed for the captain's native England on February 1st.
The interesting thing about the magistrate was that he had been impeached for bribery. The charge was that he just let people go. He was questioned and said he had no suspicion of anything improper.
Conversely, Mary's family saw nothing but impropriety. William Cron reportedly fainted upon hearing the news. His brother-in-law raced to Staten Island to question MacLeod. He accused her of arranging the whole sordid affair. The school closed. Schenley was abused in the press as a fortune hunter. One reporter did so in rhyming verse. Another wrote that he was old enough to feel the infirmities of age.
Now we come to more myths that William sent naval ships after the couple, that they were excluded from Queen Victoria's court, that Mary didn't care for Pittsburgh.
Oresic says there is little to no evidence to support any of this. In letters to her father, Mary radiates the warmth of the happily besotted.
Mr. Schenley is still what he has always been, a devoted, kind, affectionate, and everything that's good husband.
Mary's bliss is all the more impressive for the soil in which it flourished. Schenley was a judge commissioner in the mixed court for the suppression of the slave trade in Suriname, a Dutch plantation colony.
This is really a change of pace. Manure was dumped on their doorstep. Mary was frequently afraid she would be infected with leprosy, intentionally. Their lives were threatened. Their horses were poisoned.
Well, it must have been a doozy of a romance. You have to admire her pluck.
Susan Rademacher is parks curator for the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. Mary's early pluck foreshadowed her later business acumen. Despite a spotted history as an absentee landlord, Mary was prevailed upon to be a benefactress to the city. She gifted large tracts of land to the fledgling park system and sold land at reasonable prices for the creation of cultural institutions, says Rademacher.
Because of her love of Pittsburgh, she recognized that there were certain assets and certain holdings that had a higher purpose than private development.
Mary Schenley's legacy is one of higher purpose. She risked everything for love and then left some of it to us. For 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh is supported by UPMC. Ask your Pittsburgh history question and find more stories online at wesa.fm/inventingpittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.